And when he came to the other side, into the country of the Gadarenes, two people possessed by demons met him there, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that nobody could pass that way. And look, they shouted, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now there was a herd of many pigs feeding far away from them. And the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." And they came out, and went into the pigs, and look, the whole herd rushed down the cliff into the sea, and died in the water. And those who fed them fled, and went away into the city, and told everything, including what happened to those who were possessed with demons. And look, all the city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Chapter 9. And he entered into a boat, and crossed over, and came into his own city. And look, they brought to him a man who was paralyzed, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven." And look, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man blasphemes." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, and take up your, and go up to your house." And he arose and departed to his house. Now when the crowd saw it, they were afraid and glorified God who had given such authority to men. And as Jesus passed by from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection office. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And it happened as he sat in the house, look, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When he heard it, he said to them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. But you go and learn what this means: I desire mercy, and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Then John's disciples came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch would tear away from the garment, and a worse hole is made. Neither do people put new wine into old wineskins, or else the skins would burst, and the wine be spilled, and the skins ruined. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved."